Chapter 8. Prince Suma. Harry explained everything that had happened. Then he looked towards the house that Blackjack had entered. "If Blackjack hurts Rachel, he'll be very sorry," he said. "I'll make sure of that."
"Wow, so you're a lieutenant in love with a film star," said Dave.
"From what I've seen and heard about Rachel Moore, she sounds very independent. Film stars like getting everything they want, you know. They don't like being told what to do."
"Yes, I know what you mean," Harry agreed, remembering the day he had met Rachel. "Rachel is a bit controlling."
"So don't worry, I'm sure she'll be okay," said Dave.
Harry wished he could believe that. He changed the subject, trying not to think about Rachel and Blackjack for now.
"I want to know more about Matamachi. Can you tell me what's happening here?" Harry asked, curious.
"Sit here and tell me everything."
Dave and Harry sat on the ground in front of the hut. The pirates who had been sitting outside had now entered the first building. Dave told Harry that the newspaper he worked for had reported several cases of ships coming into contact with bandits.
"So your ship isn't the only one," he told Harry. "My editor sent me here to find out what's happening on the island," Dave explained.
"Now I'm beginning to understand," said Harry. "It all sounds very dangerous."
"Had you heard about this island before you came here?" asked Dave.
"Yes, I had," replied Harry.
"So how much do you know about the history of the place?" asked Dave.
"I don't know a lot at all," Harry answered. "I'd be interested to hear about it."
Dave began to tell Harry about the history of the island until the present time.
"I see you've done your homework on this place," said Harry.
"It's part of my job to know these things," said Dave. "And history has always interested me."
"What about the friend that you're waiting for?" asked Harry. "Is he also a reporter?"
"No, he isn't a reporter," Dave explained. "He's an old friend of mine from university."
Harry smiled. "I usually meet my old friends in a pub or at a nightclub, not on an island full of bandits and mercenaries," he answered.
"I suppose you think it's strange," said Dave. "But the friend that I'm meeting is Prince Suma, the successor of King Matamachi."
"Wow, a prince," Harry responded, impressed. "Why are you meeting the prince?"
"Can I trust you to keep a secret?" asked Dave, with a serious expression on his face.
"Of course," answered Harry. "Anything you say is safe with me."
"I didn't come here by myself. I came with Suma. We were both brought by the same yacht."
Dave explained that in their university days, he and Prince Suma had become good friends.
The prince had told him the history of Matamachi Island and that he was the successor to the throne. When the Geswatians took control of the island, King Matamachi's family had secretly escaped to Australia. On arrival, the British government, who governed Australia at that time, had helped them to adapt to their new home. Suma was born many years later. As Suma was growing up, his family had never wanted him to forget his past. They had always reminded him of his origins and the traditions of his people.
"Over the years, Suma and I stayed friends and often saw each other," said Dave,
"meeting in pubs or clubs, just as you said, Harry. When I told Suma that my editor was sending me here, he was very happy to help me and also to return to the island."
"How can Suma help you?" asked Harry.
"He can speak the language. He also knows a lot about the island and its people," Dave explained. "His father taught him all about this place."
"Where's Suma now?" asked Harry.
"Apparently there are natives here who show devotion to the royal family, and Suma has gone to see them," said Dave. "I'm sure he'll be here very soon," he said, looking at his watch. "He left a long time ago."
Suddenly, one of the pirates appeared. He walked in the direction of the hut, taking a cigarette from his pocket. As he lit his cigarette,
he suddenly saw Harry and Dave. He lifted his rifle and was ready to fire at them. The two men fought hard to take the rifle from his hand, and it fell to the ground. Before the pirate could pick it up, Dave kicked it away. Then the pirate took a knife from his belt and tried to attack Harry with it. But Harry was too fast for him. He quickly took the knife from the pirate's hand and stabbed him with all his force. The bandit cried out in pain, and then he fell to the ground, dead. "We'd better take him away from here before those other bandits find him," said Harry. "Let's leave him behind that ruined house over there," said Dave, pointing to one of the houses. Harry and Dave pulled the body to the house and hid it behind some bushes. Then they went closer to the stone steps and hid behind a bush, waiting for Suma.